You are listening to The Auto Tech Show, a podcast dedicated to the evolution of technology and modern-day solutions in the automotive industry. Join our host, Mark Babin, as he speaks with the industry-leading professionals from around the world on the constantly changing topics of the automotive industry. Each episode has the ability to provide new ideas that you won't want to miss, from upcoming technology to some of the most recent automotive advances. And now for our host, Mark Babin.
Yes, hello and welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Auto Tech Show. My name is Mark Babin, your host. A big thank you for joining me on this one. It's a good one. You're going to be absolutely glad you joined. Today, we're not only back talking about the fleet industry, but we're doing so with a giant in the business. Bridgestone is the world's largest tire and rubber company, not to mention a household name, but more than that, they are rapidly becoming a global mobility solutions company with a strong eye on the future of the automotive evolution. And my guest knows this all too well. As a 26-year veteran with the brand, Brian Cunningham started his career with Bridgestone back in 1997 as an area sales manager. Now he sits as the Vice President of Fleet Sales, responsible for all sales to strategic aspects, including key and national fleet accounts in North America. Brian's going to lend some fantastic insights, of course, on why tires are the make or break element for fleet operators. Some great insights coming from one of the biggest brands in the space. This is a good one. You're going to enjoy it. Let's get into it, and I'll see you on the other end. Brian, thank you so much for being with me today. It's an honor to have you with me, especially with someone who has so much pedigree in the automotive industry. But first and foremost, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's an honor to be here today. It's going to be a great week here at TMC in beautiful New Orleans, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, there's lots happening. Your calendar must just be absolutely packed the next few days.
It is. It really is a great venue for us to talk to our customers and explain what's going on in the trucking industry. So it's a
and a big week. Variety, I think, as well. From just walking around the floor this morning, a big variety of people here.
It is. You know, for the longest time, we used to think of the trucking industry just being the tractor trailers and that you see on the road now. But with last mile delivery growing so much and everything in between, it's a whole variety of folks.
Not to mention the tech side of it as well, just evolving like absolutely rapid fire.
It's, you know, it used to be pieces and parts and tires, and now that's in the background, and it's technology and mobility and everything that goes along with it.
Absolutely. And I want to get into some of that technology because I think it's super fascinating, especially what you guys are doing over at Bridgestone. I think it's really cool, as I touched on in the intro there, becoming more of a mobility solutions provider rather than just a hardware like perhaps in years past. And I'll get there. But first, I want to talk about that critical connection between a fleet operator's tires and the success that operator has in terms of their uptime, their safety processes, their efficiencies, and of course, that bottom line profitability. Now, given your extensive time at Bridgestone, how does your team view the role of tires in ensuring fleet performance, particularly in those four aspects that I mentioned?
Sure. You know, a lot of us forget that the tires are the only thing that touch the ground in that vehicle when it's moving. And, you know, drivers and operators of vehicles need to know what's going on with those tires. So it's much, much more than buying a tire that's the lowest cost. It's a total cost of ownership. And how can we produce something that is safe but also reliable and gives that total cost of ownership the best? So there's a lot more to it than just what meets the eye.
But it does seem to be that a lot of the success that fleet operators see now is when they really start to focus in on that contact patch with the road. And people do forget that. Why do you think that is such a forgotten factor? Do we get too obsessed with the vehicle itself?
Yeah, I think so. It's unless it goes bad on you, you don't think about it. So it's interesting as we try to get more proactive, and there's so much changing in the world that makes that proactiveness easier to feel or see, I should say. You know, we now have algorithms that will tell you what a slow leak on a tire will do to that tire within so many days. And so we're taking that proactiveness because people don't check as much as they should. So we have to do that for them. And it's a good trend.
It brings up a topic that I've had in recent episodes, and I'll just pose it to you. Where does that accountability lie? Is it on the operator? Is it on the driver? Is it on the companies that provide those types of solutions to keep that? Like you said, we're forgetting about this. So is it our responsibility to keep that topic relevant?
I think it's everyone that you mentioned's mm-hmm. responsibility. You know, we go to market with our Bridgestone commercial dealer network. We call it the BCDN. We have the best dealers, we believe, in North America. Mm-hmm. And those dealers provide a lot of services to the fleets to make sure there isn't any safety issues. We as a manufacturer of those products have to make sure we're delivering a product that is safe and efficient, and with some of the monitoring technologies that we have, we can also be proactive. But it's also the fleet itself. The fleet is also looking for help with that, whether it be drive over mats or cameras mm-hmm. that monitor tires. It's becoming all too commonplace that we're all in this together to make sure safety and cost of ownership is driven down.
And perhaps that transparency will slowly be lifted and everyone can have a bit more transparency into the process going on.
I think so. I also think that there's going to be more regulations
mm-hmm.
in North America that are going to require it. We're it seems like a little bit behind Europe mm-hmm. when it comes to some of those regulations, but it's coming. So we better be prepared.
Yeah, the regulations is a sensitive topic, I think, with many because of the shift in how things are going to progress in the U.S. But then, of course, you're chasing what seems like the rest of the world for many. I mean, you look at the blowouts on the side of the road in the U.S. versus Europe, it's noticeable, but that has a lot to do with regulation and the forcing companies to keep up to regulation.
Yeah, and it's not only regulation, it's just having the sheer volume of trucking we have here. I know
totally.
That's probably one of the biggest surprises I get when I deal with my colleagues from Europe or even Asia, mm-hmm. where they'll say, oh my goodness, I can't believe the fleet has that many vehicles. And I'll jokingly say, well, that's only the 20th biggest fleet in the U.S.
Wow.
So it's a lot more mass, so there's a lot more to it for sure.
Then perhaps people realize that's an interesting point. So out of all the roles that tires can play on the success of a fleet operator's business, is there one or two that you would say need a bit more attention from the standpoint of fleet operators?
Well, I think probably the biggest one that's out there is retreading. Bridgestone goes to market with Bandag, and mm-hmm. Bandag is a over 60-year-old company that really invented retreading. We jokingly like to say Bandag was green before green was cool, and it was, and it really is. And so we really stress that total cost of ownership with retreading. If you don't have a good retread program and you're not buying a new tire that has a good casing that can be retreaded, you can run into issues. So we always lead with retreading, and we think that's a big part of the success of certain fleets.
Specifically on the sustainability factor as well, I guess it's more sustainable to go that option because tires are such an expensive thing for fleet operators. I guess if they're trying to extend the life, they could get themselves in trouble rather than maybe looking at more of a sustainable option.
Yeah, absolutely. Sustainability, I mean, it's sustainable. It helps our world, mm-hmm. with production of retreads over new tires. It also is cost effective for the end user. When you're talking 30 to 50% less cost for a retread, we're having less tires in the landfill. I mean, it can go on and on and on. It's the right thing to do, both economically for your fleet, but also for sustainability as well.
Yeah, it's a good point to bring up, and I think it's something that, you're right, a lot more fleet operators should look more into if they're not already doing so.
Correct.
I would agree. Hey, everyone. I hope you're enjoying this great new episode of the Auto Tech Show with Brian Cunningham at Bridgestone. Fantastic talk so far, but we wanted to take this quick moment to let you know that we have an all-new webinar set to take place on the 27th of March, all about the commercial tire industry and how tire inspections are evolving to a whole new way. It's a webinar you don't want to miss. It features two great panelists, including Chris Garcia, the head of U.S. business at Anyline, and Aaron Gilchrist, the Vice President of Fleet at IntelliShift. Again, this webinar takes place on the 27th of March. You can register now. There's still spots. Just head to the podcast notes below and the description. You'll see a link to register. Please take advantage of it. It's going to be a great webinar for the fleet and commercial industry. And we'll see you there. Now let's get back to this great episode with Brian Cunningham of Bridgestone on the Auto Tech Show. So something we see more and more, and this is specific to, I think, fleet, and we're seeing it in other parts of the industry as well, and that's the topic of telematics. Yeah. Now, some of the viewers may already know this, but Bridgestone has a few different resources in the telematics field with Web Fleet Solutions and Azuga, covering both Class 1 to 5 vehicles and Class 8. Now, using these solutions, can you share how Bridgestone is levering that modern potential that tire telematics can offer when enhancing tire management?
Sure. So, yeah, we purchased Azuga a few years back as a telematics provider here in North America. Webfleet Solutions is mostly in Europe. Mm-hmm. What we're learning as we go, I would say. There's a lot of capabilities that we're interacting with each other. So we have tire monitoring services now. And when you're able to connect that to the telematics like Azuga, not only are you getting all the telematics data, but now you're getting information around your tires. Mm-hmm. And the platform is becoming more and more open. There's many telematic providers, as you know, but it's becoming more of an open platform mm-hmm. where you can share data back and forth with each other. And Azuga is a big part of our future when how we work with fleets and how we maintain their maintenance practices and everything that goes along with it. So, I won't say it's a race to the moon, but it's definitely a race between all the major companies out there, how you get more integrated with your products, with telematics, and how that helps the end user. So definitely in the middle of that.
You say it's a race, but then you also mentioned the openness and how important that openness is. Is there a sense of unity when it comes to wanting to advance telematics and its capabilities, or is it really a competitive edge to it?
I think there's a little of both. There is more open platforms. There is more discussion of around sharing data mm-hmm. for sure.
Great.
And there's still, we're America. There's still capitalism. There's still competitiveness out there. So there's a little bit of both, but I do see it opening up a little bit.
Do you see that competitiveness then maybe being more strictly bringing it to the American market? Do you see that globally based on the work you do or conversations you have?
When I say competitive, I think at the end of the day, we're trying to do something to better our society.
Absolutely.
Telematics is there to provide more safety mm-hmm. to everyone involved. It's there to provide lower cost of ownership, and it's also there to help the sustainability efforts of a country. So, everyone wants to have that perfect solution to that, but the fact is there probably isn't going to be someone that has it. It's bits and pieces and how we work together, and at the end of the day, we're helping the world that we live in many, many different ways.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple of the big takeaways that telematics can bring. Are there specific insights that you see as more valuable than others when you look at telematic data?
Yeah, I think definitely air pressure loss.
Okay.
It's amazing how that has just grown. I mentioned algorithm before, and I'll say it again. Some of the ones that we've developed now that show, if a tire is losing X amount of pounds of air in a given position, mm-hmm. every so often, what does that mean ultimately? And when you can predict that tire will probably blow within X amount of days because of the air pressure loss, it's just that proactiveness that we all need. Then it doesn't just stop there, so that tire has lost air mm-hmm. and it's lost air. And then the telematics is saying, you need to get this changed. Well, it even takes a step further where we connect automatically to our electronic, dispatch. And we can automatically have a tire provider come out and fix that tire. And there wasn't one phone call made. It was all connected full circle for that fleet.
Is that the reality for most fleets then, if they bring telematics on, to see that kind of result? Obviously, it takes some time to get there, but it is almost like not an immediate change, but it brings quick solutions.
I think it's like anything, mm-hmm. the data's there, data's useful, but data for data isn't useful. If you mm-hmm. do something with that data and make changes, then it's really useful. I mean, there's situations where I've been involved with fleets where we supply a lot of data, mm-hmm. but nothing's done with it. So, the data has to be used. It has to be used for action. And that's where we see the most success.
On the topic of data, because I did read a Salesforce study recently that did talk about how a lot of executives are still not sure how valuable data can be. They know they're getting it, but they don't know how to use it properly. Is that a reality in the fleet world?
It is. And it's interesting because, I'll be in meetings where we'll come up with the most fanciest way to look at data that you can imagine. And I'll be the lone voice that'll say, But that's not what the fleet manager or the director of maintenance really cares about.
Interesting.
He or she wants to know about this or that. So we have to break that down a little bit easier. And, you know, dashboards and the ability to use your phone and everything that goes along with it has really gotten better, because it has to be easier to digest in this fast world we live in.
Yeah, ultimately, I guess it's about the user's ability to understand how that data is collected and used.
Correct.
And as technology evolves and that becomes more handheld, we're seeing technology on our devices that didn't exist before. We're not seeing, you know, you don't have to wear a tool belt of one single-use devices anymore. Everything's right. Much more integrated into how we see normal. And I guess that's an important aspect when you look at onboarding this technology or even the understanding.
It is. You know, there wasn't a time too long ago where you had to buy or purchase separate handheld devices
for different things.
You know, now, you know, everything can be done with that phone we all carry. So things have progressed for sure.
Do you see that being the consistent change then moving forward? It's just going to be that ease of use will be what makes more people understand the importance of it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think ease of use and, dare I say, regulatory actions.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, those two things combined will make people become more interested in it and use it more. But that's not to say that many don't. Some of the leading fleets that we deal with will come to us and say, if I had this data, we could do this. And we didn't even think of giving them that data, whatever it might be. So many, many fleets are on the forefront of that.
It's an interesting point. Do you feel that responsibility then with how people come to you and the information you can provide or you can guide fleet operators on? Do you have that sense of responsibility
Absolutely. And
that actionable?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, for a period of my career, I worked for our company-owned operations. Mm-hmm. So we had tire facilities and tire stores, and we took care of customers. And, you know, I've been on that side of the fence, if you would. And we do have a responsibility as a tire manufacturer to come out with solutions that'll help things be a little safer and a little better for our customers.
So then naturally, of course, you need to be thinking ahead and looking at what's next. And that brings me on to the next topic of understanding the future trends, especially if we look not even just 1 or 2 years. We know that stuff's already been in the pipeline for a number of years. Looking to the next 5 years, 10 years, your team must be incredibly excited about what's on the horizon. So how does that translate into what's reality?
Sure. I mean, would you ever think that there would be a day where there would be a wheel position on a trailer that didn't have any air in it? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that day is coming, you know, where there will be non-pneumatic tires that have compounds and different materials that act as spokes, if you would. And there won't be air necessary. So that technology is out there. That technology is being worked on, not only by Bridgestone, but our competition as well. And I do think we'll see that in the next 10 years. So that, along with all the sensor technology, it really is amazing now, the sensor technology. You know, if you would have told someone a couple of years ago that you could put a sensor in a tire that would measure revolutions, it would measure heat, it would measure tread depth, it would have the ability to come up with algorithms, I mean, you would have laughed. But that's a reality now. And we're going to see a lot more advancement in the sensor technology for sure.
And I guess that has a lot of impact then on that preventative maintenance aspect and keeping vehicles on the up and reducing that downtime ultimately.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we have one project where we're trying to come up with a tire with no air. And then we have other projects that are trying to teach and educate and make sure we have air in the tire. So, it's a little known, forgotten quality of a tire. You know, it's really just holding air. And we got to make sure that air stays in there and it's regulated.
And it's the right amount of air, obviously. Right. Overfilling and underfilling has a massive impact on that efficiency of the vehicle, especially when you look at those nuances of fleet and what particular is being loaded and the impact that that has as well. So understanding these data points, using those data points has a massive impact.
Yeah, and there's a lot of technology to help with that.
Yeah.
You know? And then like at the show this week, you know, self-inflating and whatnot, there's a lot of things out there that are worth looking at for sure when it comes to that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I mentioned in the introduction there that Bridgestone's obviously making that shift towards more of a mobility solutions provider. How do you envision the integration of these advanced tire technologies as it shapes the future of not only fleet, but the entire automotive industry? Because you guys have that ability to have that impact.
Sure. Well, you know, you look at the history of Bridgestone. It was founded in 1931. And that was really what we call our first stage of our organization. The second stage was in 1988 when Bridgestone acquired Firestone, which is such a great company and a great brand. And then in the mid-2000s, Bridgestone acquired Bandag, and that became 2.5, if you would. And now we're in stage 3.0, which is really trying to change our company to be a mobility solutions provider. We don't use the tagline very much anymore that says we're the largest manufacturer of tires and rubber.
Yeah, you're moving past that.
Moving past that, and it's more about mobility solutions. How can we make the world a better place, and at the same time, come out with solutions that do that and help our customers.
And I think it's great that you're taking that initiative step forward. Do you see that as, I mean, you can't speak to your competitors, but do you see other providers moving that in that direction?
We do. I was on a panel this morning, as a matter of fact, and it was about the future of a sustainable tire. And myself and our competition had representatives there, and it was really interesting that all of us are going down that path. You know, it's much more than how much smoke can come out of that smokestack like it used to be in the old days, possibly. It's about creating sustainable products that help the economy and really help the end user. So everyone is on that path.
And trying to stay ahead, I guess, as best you can. But then, like you said, obviously taking care of the present with programs and initiatives in place to keep fleets on the road today as efficient as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Perfect. Well, it's incredibly important, and I think we hit a lot of big topics here. So, listen, I know you're super busy. I won't keep you longer than I have to, but I really appreciate the time.
Sure.
Any final notes before we sign off on this episode?
No, just thank you for today. Bridgestone, we're committed to sustainability and mobility for sure, and you'll see it in our products and our, what we bring out here over the next couple of years.
Yeah, well, I got four in my car and I'm pretty happy, so I can't complain.
There you go.
Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
And there we have it, another episode in the books. A big thank you to Brian and Bridgestone for this episode today. Some fantastic insights from, again, one of the biggest brands in the world, certainly in the automotive space. Great to see them pushing that innovation boundary, really leveraging the power they have to make influential change in the industry and supporting their network of fleets in doing so across the industry, moving the ball forward one step at a time. Again, a big thank you to Brian and Bridgestone and all of you for joining me on this episode. Again, lots to take away, but again, a fantastic talk. If you have any questions about what you heard today, just head down to the podcast notes. You'll see links for myself and Brian there. Reach out, drop us a line. Love to have those conversations, and you never know where it's going to lead. But with that, we'll bring this episode to a close. Wishing you a fantastic day wherever in the world you may be. We'll see you on another podcast very soon. Bye for now.